This is Checking the Diary, and today is Friday, July 31st. I did those out of order, and this is Spoken by Elswith. Good thing that these Friday ones just end up usually on only the website or on Patreon. I'm also breaking all the rules. Sorry, PETA. I have the fan going because it's just a little stuffy in this room today. I'm having a slightly hormonal day. I'll feel so much better as time progresses on, and I know that, and that's fine. Out back, there is a gentleman who is running a saw, and he's been doing it for quite a while, and I'll forgive it because he's a wonderful guy and he creates amazing things. I just get tired of waiting on him to finish. Not only that, he has a dog, like a hound mix of a dog. So every so often she decides she needs to howl at, I don't know, who knows, seagull, shadow, something. And then my dog decides that she has to bark in return. So I'm not sure if PETA will actually edit all of this out. I have a feeling that he is going to let a lot of it slide. Yay for PETA for doing so many good things. I appreciate you. For the Checking the Diary. So here we go. Last day of the month, and it's a Friday, which is really, really fun. August is going to have some changes coming in. Not anything earth-shattering, and it's probably changing more for me than you, but it's basically, I am going to keep the spokenbyelswith.com/schedule, that sounds like a promo, site up. When you click there, there is going to be this amazing widget of a calendar, and anything that has been posted on whatever day, if you click on that day, it shows up. So, because I'm all about streamlining and processing, and somebody told me about that four-hour work week? I don't know. Some shtick. Somebody, like, gave me the elevator pitch on it, and I thought, oh, you're basically just hiring a bunch of people to be you, and I can't hire people to be me, and it's weird anyway. The thing I took from it, this elevator pitch, is that you really should think about some of these processes in your life. The things that bring you joy. You know what? If you're a French press kind of coffee person and you love putting the beans into the grinder and doing the thing, I swear humans love this because it's like our cat-like thing with the can opener, right? Coffee grinder. Then you put them into the French press, you add the water, you do the thing. And the waiting and the ritual, and if that's all good, then that's fine. Why would you change that process and get one of those, like, put the little pod in, push the button, and squirts out coffee at you? With that said, if you don't like the other process because you need to spend time on, I don't know, ship building, and you need that quick coffee, then that's all right. You know, throw the pod in, recycle them if you can, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how the little pod things work because I don't like a French press because it doesn't stay hot enough, but I do like to grind my coffee. All that to say, streamlining processes. I love creating. I love talking to all of you. Hold on one second. Doggo, stop. But I don't like some of the busy work that ends up popping up. And so I like the schedule, and as soon as I realized that what I can do is put the calendar there and then schedule the other posts that will show up on the blog version of Spoken by Elswith, it will link to them, that we're all happy, right? All happy. We have a great schedule, and I don't have to take on the other step of, like, designing it and so on. Once upon a time, I would have loved that part of it, but you know, now I've become so much more aware of time and where time goes. Not that I am going to do like the, oh, it totally slipped my mind, that the 7 steps of, I don't Stephen Covey thing. Like, I'm never going to really do that. I do use my bullet journal. I do prioritize in throughout my day, but my entire day is not focused on eking out every moment possible of productivity. I had a friend ages ago that was involved in doing a type of missionary work. And one of the things that she had told me was that she was amazed when she would go to some of these different countries that people would just sit under the trees, like hottest part of the day, you know, a bit of a siesta, so on. And they would just sit under the trees. And she had asked one of the teenage girls what she was thinking about. And the girl basically said, nothing. And, you know, past me with this friend, as we talked about this, we were both like shocked. It's like, how can you just sit under a tree and think about nothing? You know, it just seems like there's so much you could be doing, or if you're not doing, planning, or, you know, that type of stuff. I just clearly remember that moment, and I remember that version of me, you know? But now, it is good to sit under the tree and think about nothing. It allows your brain to meander and process and do whatever it needs to do, because we are so meant to have that time off. And in this book that I love, it's basically this love story written to the idea of writing, even if you make nothing from it ever, but if you want to write, just go for it. In it, she says that she realized, like with her walks and things that she would take, that often that's when she would have her best ideas. And so we need, you know, we need that downtime and so on. And making sure that we're not allowing things to fill up our day that don't give us good back is a good idea, you know. So there are things, I'm not saying downtime is bad, I obviously just said sit under a tree and think nothing, but part of that is, you know, if you wake up in the morning and you find yourself, well, worse, if you find yourself being one of those people that hit the snooze alarm 5 times and how your neighbors or partner or whatever else doesn't decide to off you, I have no idea. But if you're one of those people, you've not received a better sleep with this 5, 6, however many times of hitting the snooze. You just cursed yourself to be constantly interrupted and unhappy and then finally mosey out of bed. Whereas if you would have, the first time the alarm goes off, said, okay, before the count of 6, I am going to be up, and up you go, you know, you might have reclaimed 20 minutes or so to do whatever. So even if that 20 minutes is spent looking at memes on Reddit, it's still you purposely choosing something. And if you actually did need that 20 extra minutes of sleep, then change your alarm time and then get out of bed on the first ring. So it's those kinds of processes. So as we're ending the month, this is a great thing for you to be looking at as well. You know, what processes can you change? Which ones should you add in to streamline, to make your life kind of go a bit smoother? There's things that you have to do all the time anyway. How can you just make them a bit more autopilot and they just go? Or couple it with something else. Listen to a podcast or something else if, you know, you have to go out and mow the grass every Saturday. Find something. The processes that you have in your life that are giving you nothing, or worse, just stealing from you, stealing your joy, stealing your time, stealing your desire to be productive. Maybe even processes that you felt when you started you should do. Really explore that as well. Should you? You know, should you be doing these things? Do you have to? What happens if you don't do them? What's the worst that could possibly happen? I see this in the bullet journal community. I see people who feel like they have to make these elaborate spreads, and for some people it is a form of meditation. It's art, creativity, expression. It's wonderful, and it's good time spent. For others, it's stress. It's wanting to have this perfect artistic thing to show off. It's doing it again and again. It's counting these squares. It's it's a lot. It's bringing them no joy, but they feel like they have to do it because that's what makes their bullet journal better. Or they start these things like the habit trackers or mood trackers or things that they have to go back and reference and color in with certain color pens, and if they can't find their pens, they can't do it. And you know, they've created this other job, but they have a hard time letting go and giving themselves permission to just drop it. Just drop it. So I'm giving you permission today, on this last day of the month, as my neighbor is busy doing his things. I'm not even sure if you'll be able to hear him by the time Peter's done with this, but I'm giving you permission to drop some of the stuff. The things that in the long run really don't matter to you or don't matter to people that you love and care about. Go ahead and kick some of those out of your life for this upcoming month. Free up some more time, brain space, energy to see what else, you know, needs to come in. And that is not an invitation to now suddenly have all these new New Year's Eve resolutions. Don't do that to yourself either. Pick maybe a couple small things. Like I said, if it's a fitness thing, do 5 push-ups a day. I had Dave sent me we shared this, well, he sent me 2 yoga videos. The second one, it was like, no thank you, Dave. This guy was on this gorgeous marina, and maybe if I was out next to the water by beautiful boats, I'd been like, yeah, I'm gonna do that, but I wasn't, so I didn't. But the other one was great. So maybe 5 minutes of yoga, 5 minutes of writing, 500 words of writing, and then you get to put on your panties like Bunny does. Maybe instead of keeping a gratitude journal and writing something down, just take a second, close your eyes, and list 3 things that you're thankful for. If you can't think of 3 things that you're thankful for, pick one of your close friends and list 3 things that they might be thankful for. Get an idea of how that works. If writing it down works for you, write it down. But seriously, if writing it down is the one thing that stops you, because now you're focused on where's a pen, where's my journal, where's these things, will I find time, etc., you've completely stolen from yourself the chance to just close your eyes and list your 3 things. Or if you're driving, please don't close your eyes, just list your 3 things, right? You can put good things in your life without adding more work. Because if it's work, you're not really adding a lot of good to your life. And that's work in the negative sense. Work as the, I just don't want to sense. Okay? So, I'm not telling any of you to stop washing dishes or your clothes or taking a shower. Some things, you know, you need to do. Hopefully you like taking a shower. If you don't, you need some new soap, really. Or one of those poofy things. Oh, I love a good poofy thing. Look at your processes. So, the affirmations are not going to be traditional affirmations. There is going to be a mix of just about whatever in there. I called them affirmations because, well, that was my original idea, and because it's a daily thing. But it really is a daily 5-minute, what is mistress going to say now? But at the end of the month, I really think we're all gonna look back on it and say, yeah, that little 5-minute thing, that was worth adding into my life. So, happy Friday, y'all. I will be maybe around, not sure what all else is going on. I love hearing from all of you. I love the idea we get a fresh new month. I'm glad July is wrapping up. It's been quirky, and I'm ready to just go on and see what this August brings. A lot of August and the public files and the patron and subscriber only files. We'll see how those go. I have this stack of ideas, and I know now this checking the diary is getting very, very, very long. But I do have a stack of ideas. I do have some other things that, you know, that I'm going to build upon from like the mirror room and so on. But August is all about hedonistic pleasure for me. It really is. I'm going to be creating the things I want to create. I really don't care about trying to cater to some of the others. And you know what? We're just going to see where we go. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it. Thank you to those of you who have given me the inner child feedback. Wow. I mean, that's a whole nother thing. Maybe I should just do a whole nother thing for the feedback and a space for us to be. It's really blown me away. It's been fantastic to hear it. And the people who have now like joined our little community just because of it. And for those of you with the invitation, y'all are smart. Oh my goodness. I wouldn't have gotten it myself. Well, I might have, like I said, just because I actually know what it is. but wow, y'all are smart. I'm hoping you enjoyed that. I like that kind of voice in the background. I have some other things that I will be doing. And we're going to be playing with some stuff along those lines. If it's not your cup of tea, that's totally fine. I will have more that are like Trist as well. And PETA has some fun ideas for that too. So, okay. Wow, it's getting very, very long. I can hear my neighbor out there is gearing up a bit more with some other power tools, so I am going to go. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Oh, and by the way, question of the day. Does edging count as orgasm?